A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Unmissable Late Night Radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
By the way, you know we had, remember Nico who came on?
Yeah, Nico Milano.
Yeah, who does these funny videos. Again, like, one of them recently had like 750,000. There's a new one up. And in 2 hours, it had 100,000 hits, right? I watched it last night when I got home and I was texting him. It is funny, man. He stays up for 72 hours. It's funny. That guy is funny.
I'm going to watch that tonight.
Oh, watch it. It is great. He's so good. His channel, Nico Omelana, is, look it on YouTube, is funny. Really, really funny. Let's try. Is it Nigel time now?
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Nigel.
How are you?
I'm hungry, if I'm honest. I'm going to stop at the petrol station and get myself a Mexican three-bean wrap.
Gosh, all the way from Mexico.
Yes.
The phone, we had a bad signal. The signals are not too good tonight.
Oh, well maybe there's something in the air. Quote Thunderclap Newman.
Have you heard of the song called I'm Talking in My Sleep?
No. I know you've been talking in your sleep by Crystal Gayle.
Yeah. I've got a recording here with Kylie Minogue singing with Kylie Minogue.
Hey, this is brilliant. When did you meet Kylie?
I didn't.
Oh, I see.
I did meet her in Maidstone once. Yeah, I did. I shook her hand and kissed her on the cheek.
Kylie Minogue.
The TV studio is Meridian. It's Meridian now, but it used to be called TVS.
I remember TVS. I used to get that on the black and white portable in the spare room.
Did you know Mike Debrams?
Nope.
Meet Mike Debrams?
Nope.
Who's he?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Nigel. Yeah. I haven't met most people.
Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't have met the lady I met as well.
Almost. Like I said, statistically, I haven't met most people, so no.
So I found this funny. It's when I first started singing. This is about 30 years ago.
Okay.
Recording. Yeah, it's really. But I wanted an update on Mum.
Yes. Oh yeah. How's Mum doing?
Yeah, an update from Mum is that yesterday, on Thursday,
yeah,
she had water on the lungs, oh, and they had a drip in it,
yeah,
and they thought she wasn't going. It was awful. I couldn't stay.
No.
Yeah, she was in a terrible state. But
yeah,
today,
here we go.
I went in today,
yeah,
and she was sitting up talking to me.
Yeah, and she recognised you.
Of course, yeah, and she's babbling on about different things.
Beautiful. So, oh, well done. That's
so
great news.
She got better quite quick overnight. Thought she'd had it yesterday, the day before.
Well, they can do miracles. That's great news, Nigel. Everyone's breathing a sigh
really
of relief.
They're monitoring her heart at the moment,
yep,
before they can send her home. Her heart is the main thing, isn't it? So they said get the weekend over and then see what happens after that. It's a long haul at the moment.
Yeah. I apologise for my colleague yawning audibly while you're telling us this heartwarming story about your mum getting better. Could have done that off mic, Catherine. He's sad, actually. So I'm sorry, Nigel. It's disrespectful.
I really had that feeling last night in bed that I was going to lose her. You know, it was awful.
I know.
And that's why I've been crying. I cried in hospital today, actually, as well.
Well, there's nothing wrong with crying, Nigel. Listen, I'm a big fan of crying. It gets stuff out that we need to get out, you know. And, I'm glad she recognised you because I know she didn't the other day. Do you want to play us...
I'll play you this song. This is, I come in a little bit later. Kylie starts it, and then I think
okay.
I join in later on. Please don't cut it off because you don't get. I have to get into the song because I hadn't sung it before.
Okay.
But even when you listen to Kylie, it's good. So,
yeah.
But I'm just practicing a joint. Here we go.
It's not great audio. No, and we're back. It's not great audio, Nigel.
Nigel,
we can't really hear it, mate. Talking in your sleep, sleeping in your bed with some strange lover. Talking in your sleep. Nigel. Okay, we can't really hear it, Nigel. So.
Oh.
It's a good song.
You cut him off. I just yawned.
I haven't cut him off. He's there. I just can't hear it. Rubbish audio. You know, his mum may be ill, but I've still got to put out a show that's fairly listenable. Nigel?
Is he singing live?
No. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your bed with some strange lover. Nigel, for crying.
Loving on his mind.
This is just a waste of everyone's life, isn't it? I mean,
you've been talking in your sleep.
He's never heard the song before. If I had a fader, I could be riding Nigel hard now. Seriously, I need a fader so I can ride him hard. Jesus. Make it stop, man. Seriously, dude. I thought that was... If you've just rewound it... Nigel!
How about that, then?
Couldn't hear a word of it, mate. The audio was awful.
I know. You know, it's... A tape machine.
Yeah, we couldn't hear it, mate. Couldn't make out a single word of it. That's not even me. I'm not even joking. I don't want to lie to you. We couldn't understand it. We spent most of it shouting your name, trying to get your attention.
You could hear me singing.
No, we couldn't. Oh. It sounded awful, man. We couldn't make out anything.
Oh, sorry.
I think you need to.
No.
I'll tell you what I could do. Okay, what I could do, Ian.
Oh God, don't do it again.
No, not that one, no. Do you want me to sing an a cappella song?
Keep your clothes on. Yes.
Well, would you like to sing? Shall I sing something I know?
I don't know that one.
No. Have we got time to do a short song?
Yeah, you have, but now your phone's breaking up.
Oh, I'll put it to the other ear. Is that better?
He's a bionic Russian footballer.
I can hear you better now.
Great,
then let's
try another song. Here we go.
Right, I'll do Fly Me to the Moon. This is a great number.
Okay.
But, ready?
Yep.
Ready? Are you ready?
Yep. We're always ready.
Right. Fly me to the moon and let me play amongst the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter or Mars. In other words, hold my hand, in other words, darling, kiss me, fill my heart with song, and let me sing forevermore, because you are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
That was great, Nigel. Excellent. Have a lovely weekend, mate. Enjoy Pride at the weekend.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, mate. There we go. Lovely. Great stuff.
Scooby-dee-bee-dee-doo.
Yeah.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000. Martin Cowan is on 1 till 5 tonight and tomorrow night. Don't forget Manchester, July the 28th, Saturday, July the 28th in the evening. Catherine and I will be there. There's still shed loads of tickets. So many tickets available. So many.
We've been saving them just for you.
Well, no, we want to sell them. We really want you to buy them. If you want to come, you can go to ianlee.com/event. And Manchester is there, and Edinburgh and Glasgow are there, and Bath and Brighton are there. And those are the only live dates we've got in the diary, and those are going to be the last few for a bit. Oh, did we put our rabbit hole this week?
No.
OK, well, then let's put out the Gary Glitter thing next week.
Yeah, we needed to repackage it, remember?
Yeah, I know. All we need to do is do an intro and take out the Audible mention and the thing. We can do that. It's fine. Right, so we also do this other podcast, The Rabbit Hole. And we've kind of run out of episodes, although we've lost an episode. We've lost one that
I'm sure it's on the memory stick somewhere. I'll have a look.
Okay, well, then fine.
You've got it, though.
I'll bring it in on Monday. But we've... it's another podcast that we do, and we put it out, and it's kind of fun. But it's fun. It's wearing off for us. Because no one's buying tickets to come see it. But ages ago, Catherine and I recorded this... it was kind of like a documentary, you know, guys? It's a documentary where I went and hung out with a load of Gary Glitter fans, and we tried to sell it to Radio 4 and the mainstream media didn't want it. We tried to sell it to Audible, we tried to sell it to Spotify, we tried to sell it to Radio 2 and all those guys, and the mainstream media, the MSN, were too scared to touch it.
It's too hot for radio.
It's too hot for radio. It's too hot for a lot of the online facilities that are springing up all over the place. Basically, it told a truth that no one really was prepared to put their name behind and promote. So Catherine and I have decided to follow the indie route, and we're going to put that out next week as our very own podcast, a very special episode of The Rabbit Hole, very close to our hearts, where we get to hang out with fans of shamed glam rocker Gary Glitter. And just you'll be hearing a show that the BBC were too scared to put out. The BBC were, I'm going to say something I don't often say, so excuse me. The BBC shat themselves, and they didn't want it. They blew hot and cold, and then they shat their diapers. And so we're putting it out on Thursday. You'll be able to hear that next Thursday. It's exclusive. It's really... It's red hot, and I really think it's going to shock a few people in the government. And who knows, this could actually bring the government down. I don't know, and there's a lot of tough times going on, and this could be it. So that's something to look forward to. Make sure you subscribe to The Rabbit Hole on all kinds of online platforms. And probably best get it on the dark web. You don't want, you don't want people to know you're listening to something that's actually, it's borderline illegal.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Oh, this is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people celebrating about this, and the people that celebrate this are scumbags.
Go on.
At least two rhino poachers have been mauled to death by lions on a South African game reserve, according to officials. A ranger with guests discovered the remains of two, possibly three people at the Sibuya Game Reserve in the Eastern Cape. The remains, including one head and a number of limbs, were found on Tuesday afternoon close to a pride of lions, and boy, I bet they were proud. A vet tranquilised the six lions in the pride so that police and staff could go inside and recover the remains of the mauled poachers. Sibuya owner Nick Fox said, "We suspect two were killed, possibly for..." I can't really roll my R's as well as I'd like to. "We suspect two were killed, possibly three. We found enough body parts and three pairs of empty shoes, which suggests to us that the lions ate at least three of them. But it is thick bush, and there could be more." I saw lots of people.
By the way,
what?
Consistent South African accent. Well done.
Wowzers!
You didn't even have to practice with the slad.
Right, and I saw lots of people online celebrating. Good, serves them right. Scumbags. No. Here's the thing. I'm going to say something that's going to be controversial. I value human life over animals' lives. I value human life over animal lives. I don't condone 03444991000. I don't condone poaching, and I think that these big game hunters, you know, there was the woman in the week
with the giraffe,
16-year-old black giraffe that she'd shot, and I hate all of that. And I know that there is. Okay, if you pursue the argument, there is an argument that actually these people pay a lot of money and it helps the reserves. You know that they kind of have to do it to keep the reserves going, and in some ways it protects animals. I don't know if I completely buy that argument, but I hate the pictures of rich people stood by, you know, beautiful rhinos and elephants and giraffes. I think it's disgusting, but I still value human life, more than I value an animal's life. I still think humans are more important than animals.
Although, you can definitely file those guys under asking for it.
No, I don't think you can.
Yeah.
I don't think you can. Okay, they put themselves in a very difficult position. I certainly don't think we should be going online and celebrating it. Yes, and you've... I can't celebrate that. I can't celebrate the fact that two... possibly three people were mauled to death by a pride of lions. I get no pleasure out of that. I think that's a really sad, tragic tale. I think that their lives are more important than the lives of the lions.
And also, people have been, you know, crowing about it because they feel like, well, that's one in the eye for the poachers. Nah. The people who were operating the poachers are still making loads of money.
Yeah. The guy goes on, "While we are saddened at any loss of life, the poachers came here to kill our animals, and this sends out a very clear message to any other poachers that you will not always be the winner." Went a little bit of Zimbabwe in the last
one. A little bit.
But, okay, that's fine. Maybe it's a kind of a natural justice. Maybe, you know, it's karma. Here's the thing, guys. Karma doesn't happen in your lifetime. Karma happens throughout all the lifetimes. That's the thing. That's what people always get wrong with karma. Oh, well, you know, you had that car crash yesterday. That was karma, because you were a dick to me last week. That's not karma. The car crash would have to be, like, in the next life. It's not karma. You're thinking of Instant Karma, the song by John Lennon. But people were crowing about it and celebrating, and it serves them right. Well, okay, maybe it does serve them right. But I can't celebrate the fact that humans... were killed. And I was a vegetarian for a long time. I'm not a vegetarian now, and I'm umming and ahhing around vegetarianism. I enjoy meat. That's the thing. I really enjoy meat. I was vegetarian for 26, 27 years. really enjoy the taste of meat. Ethically, I can't argue with the ethics of it because I think ethically it probably is wrong. But right now, taste is winning over ethics for me. What does that say about me? Well, you make your own judgments. But human lives are more important than animals. They just are.
I heard a really interesting argument. You mentioned in the vegetarianism thing. People saying, you know, whenever you get photographs of people standing next to those kind of amazing animals, big game hunters, people on Twitter will go nuts, for example. How many of those people are vegetarians? Because actually the mass slaughter of animals on an industrial scale should worry you more, is the argument.
Yeah.
You know.
Lots of wrong people on Twitter and YouTube, of course. James is saying they bloody deserved it. No, they didn't. They didn't deserve it. They deserve to be arrested and to be prosecuted. They didn't deserve to be mauled to death. They've got mums, they've got dads, they've got kids, they've got brothers and sisters, husbands and wives. They didn't deserve it. And Danny says, I don't believe in this. Humans are more valuable than animals. Rubbish. That mentality is why thousands of species are going extinct. It's not, actually, Danny. You've extrapolated quite a lot. You've extrapolated quite a lot from that. Humans are more valuable. Humans are more important than animals. They are. They just are, you know. So okay, so is a cat? What's the same as a human, and what's more valuable than a human, Danny? 0344 499 1000. Marcus says they deserved all they got. Infelius Kaskari's gone nuts. Gosh, what a horrible person. Should I read what they've said on YouTube? It's horrible. What a horrible person. I'm not joking, Hannah. Please don't say I think he might be joking. I'm not. I'm really serious about this. Words, as I said before, words are my tool. I pick my words very, very carefully. Infelius Kaskari's shown some true colours. Karma happened for someone I know where she screwed over their kids. She's alone, disowned and dying of cancer. Wow. First of all, that's not karma. Karma doesn't happen in this lifetime. Karma happens over several lifetimes. So you've misunderstood karma. That's not karma. Yeah, this person, the person you're talking about may have been a bitch. I've got some people that have been pretty mean to me. I wouldn't wish cancer on them. I've got some people that made, you know, people who've made my life miserable. Two people I'm thinking of in particular. I wouldn't wish cancer on them. I certainly wouldn't, as Infelius Kaskari is doing, I wouldn't celebrate and crow. Yes, that person that was horrible to me has got cancer! Because I've seen what cancer does. I've seen what cancer does. It tears families apart and it robs a human being of all dignity. I wouldn't crow about that. God. What horrible, horrible, horrible people there are out there. Isn't it funny?
And now, stop looking at it.
Oh, no, but I just think, I genuinely think it's a really mean, unpleasant tone and shown a very, because abusing kids is better. Kaskari, you're being an idiot, okay? First of all, you didn't mention abusing kids, right? But secondly, I still wouldn't wish cancer on people. I wouldn't crow about it. And you don't understand the concept of karma. Again, that's another thing I come to. But there you go. Kaskari. You carry on crowing that someone has got cancer. You feel good about that. That's great for you. 0344. It's a phony show, by the way, guys. 0344 499 1000. The Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Radio will get you talking.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Dear God. No, I am. I'm completely zen. Humans are animals. Choose your words more carefully, says Ian. Okay. No, humans aren't animals. That's a stupid thing to say. Humans are people. It's a stupid thing. You're just being an idiot, Ian. Give us a call. It's a phone-in show, guys. 0344 499 1000. It's a phone-in show. Humans are animals. Choose your words more carefully, Ian. From Ian. First of all, you spell your name incorrectly. And humans aren't animals. They're people. Humans are people. I think the life of people is more important than the life of animals. I always have, and I always will. And I think that that people go, oh no, animals' lives are. But you get some people, animals' lives are more important than humans. No, they're not. No, they're not. No animal's life is more important than my kids or me. No animal's life is more important than me, is it? What a stupid, idiotic thing to say. Of course it's not more important than me. Is an animal's life equal to me? No, I don't think it is. Certainly not. Is an animal's life, any animal's life, equal to the life of your kids?
Well, I would prioritise my kids above everything
else. Of course you would. Of course you would.
And I don't want to hurt anything if I can avoid it.
Oh,
although
no.
Yesterday I shocked myself with how I killed a fly.
Yeah.
A little tiny one.
I don't know why she killed a fly. Perhaps she'll die.
It landed on me and I squished it without even thinking about it. And then afterwards I thought, what did I do that for?
Yeah, well, it's a fly. Who cares?
That was a live one, mate, and then squished between my thumb and forefinger the next.
I don't go out of my way to do harm. I once had to stove in a cat's head. That's a true story.
That cat was on its way out.
That cat was going to die, but in hours, in agony. I had to stove it in with a brick. Jeez, that was a low point. But also a moral high point in my life when I did that. But I don't go out of my way to harm animals. But, dude, right, first of all, if you eat meat, you can't say that animals' lives are important. You can't say it because you're eating meat. They're getting stunned and they're getting a bolt through their head.
You've made the decision that your food is more important.
You're more important than that animal because you're eating meat, right? That animal, a cow, because of you, is getting either a bolt through the head or getting its throat slit and having the blood drain out of its body, right? If you eat meat, right? Okay. If you don't eat meat, oh, that's great. But your life is still more important than the animals. I don't go out of my way to harm animals. Of course I don't go out of my way to harm animals. I'm looking at when Velvet passes away, I'm looking at getting a rescue cat again. You know, I do my bit, but I'm more important than animals, and you're more important than animals. Human beings are more important than animals. They really are. We could work better with the environment and take more care of animals. Of course we could.
And it's not saying that animals aren't important.
No. But we certainly should be looking after the environment more and looking after animals more. You know, we're all important. All creatures are important. But we're more important. Of course we are. We've got television.
We're running things.
Yeah, of course we are. Let's go to David. Good evening, David.
Oh, hi, Ian.
Hello, David.
Yes. And hello, Kath. Sorry, how rude of me. That's awful.
That's all right.
Oh, slightly nervous. Long-time listener. First-time caller.
Well done. Yes. No, you just won yourself 5 points, yes.
Yes. Oh, great, great. Yeah, it was about the poachers. Yeah. What's important to remember is there are really kind of two kinds of poachers in South Africa.
Yeah.
The local poachers, generally, you can regard them in the same way that you might, like Somali pirates or something like that. A lot of them are really down on their luck. Nobody really wants to be a gangster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The other second lot, which sounds like what these guys are, they come from overseas. They generally call them the Chinese.
Yeah.
Not always Chinese. They have helicopters and they'll have a team on the ground.
Yeah.
These guys will track them. And they're not locals, so they don't really know what they're doing. And a lion will stalk them at dawn or at dusk. And they've been sleeping. And they've been ripped apart horribly in their sleep.
Yeah. And that breaks my heart. I think that's really sad.
These guys aren't getting paid a load.
Yeah.
You know, after the trade and a lot of things. It's heartbreaking as well, because a lot of them don't want to be there.
Right.
These Chinese poachers. They don't want to be there. They're effectively slaves.
Yeah.
They've been taken to, you know, wherever, outside of Joburg, no passport. And then they've been put with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's heartbreaking. I don't know how anybody can say otherwise. I know they're going out to kill rhinos.
Hey, listen, I would love to I would love them to face the legal. You know, I'd love them to have been arrested and to have been charged and all of that stuff.
Unfortunately, that rarely happens.
No, of course. But what
it ends in a gun battle anyway.
Well, OK, well, that's something else. But I can't celebrate an horrific,
it's
bloody, painful death like that.
The YouTubers are scum.
Well, hang on.
In the nicest way.
No, hang on a minute, David. No, hang on a minute. No, no, I'm not allowing that.
They are scum.
David, for goodness sakes, I'm not allowing that. I'm not calling them scum. He started off so measured. And then he just... David, it's nice to talk to you. Give us a call again at some point. I'm having that. Still scum. James says, it depends on the animal and situation. Surely if animal is a pet, it's equal as a member of the family. No.
Okay, put your baby next to your cat.
No.
Choose between them.
And I've said this before, right? I'm on a desert island, right? And there's me and my kids and my cat, right? If we got hungry, I'm going to kill the cat and eat the cat. I would do it. And you know how important Velvet is to me. There's not her meat on her at the moment because she's fading away. There's not much longer for her to live. But no, I've got my kids there and they're starving. And I've got the cat. And I'd say to the boys, you go off and play over there, boys. Me and Velvet are going to go have a little look, see if we can find some food. Hey, I found a little bit of meat, guys. What's this fur? Ah, don't worry about it. Of course I would do that. Of course I would. If I had to, I would. Andy's coming to see us in Manchester on the 28th. Thank you, Brilliant. Andy. May God bless you. Andy Kane. We're going to dedicate the 28th to Andy because he's bought a ticket. Well done. Of course, if my boys are starving and we got the cat and the dog I couldn't care less about. I flipping hate that dog. We got the cat who's been with me for 17 years, just over 17 years. 17 years and 4 months. 17 years and 4 months, right? Would.
But only because it was a life and death situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. No, of course. But yeah, no. And she's my baby.
You adore that cat.
She's been with me before the kids, before my wife. I would totally do that. Humans are more important than animals. They are. Humans are arseholes. And humans are wonderful. And humans abuse children. And humans create wonderful works of art. And humans rape. And humans... are wonderful singers and humans murder. You know, there's all these things. Humans are all these things, but humans are way more important than animals.
Yeah, it's that thing of anthropomorphizing, isn't it? You know, people applying characteristics to animals that aren't there.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're less important, but, you know.
And, I think we should certainly do more to look after animals and stop species going extinct. Where it's possible without endangering ourselves and things, but no.
I think people align to themselves if they think that if they weren't starving, they wouldn't kill.
Ian, I'm going to read out your tweet, but you should really call in, dude. People, humans, call them what you want. They're part of the animal kingdom. You mean organophosphorus nerve agents, or they're. Oh, no, it's a different thing. He suddenly switched. Come in, Martin. Humans, call them what you want. They're part of the animal kingdom. You mean people are more important than other animals? Not saying I disagree. No, I don't. Please don't tell me what I mean, Ian. I'll tell you what I mean. Humans are not animals. They is people. You mean people are more important than other animals? No, people are more important than animals. Ian, dude, first of all, you don't spell your name right. Second of all, don't tell me what I mean.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.